For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
This is Matt Hardy, and you are listening to the VOC Nation.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union house band, Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We have excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com.
Leave it on. Since 2012, HIAC Talk Radio has been bringing you the best of independent wrestling and wrestling on the worldwide scale, with interviews and other segments now featuring The Wrestling Historian with Craig Ligon every Thursday night at 6 p.m. at VOCNation.com, or go to your Android or iPhone and type in VOC Nation Radio Network and subscribe to the greatest wrestling podcast network in the world. Listen to HIAC Wrestling Podcast today.
VOC Nation provides live daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with the hosts and guests by phone call, email, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts include the legendary Ken Resnick, you probably remember from the AWA and WWE, former WCW performer The Maestro, Wes Briscoe, who you probably remember from Impact, Brady Hicks, who you remember from Pro Wrestling Illustrated, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, and former Philly radio personality Bruce Wirtz. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirtz, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern, and of course In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. And by the way, both of these shows take callers live during the show. What are you waiting for? Go listen live right now at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all of our podcasts by searching for VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. Oh, and follow them on Twitter, too, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Booker T, WCW 5-time champion and WWE Hall of Famer, and you're listening to In the Room. Now, can you dig that, sucker?
Hey, pop it for me. All right, now pop it for me, Kathy. Pop it for me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Radio Network at VOCNation.com. Brady Hicks here, and I couldn't be happier to be back with all you guys. We're going to have a great time tonight. We're going to talk some wrestling. We're going to make fun of some stuff, make some jokes, maybe interact with a caller or two. By the way, 914-338-1885 is the number to catch to call in tonight to interact with all of us. I'm Brady Hicks. We've got, as always, the lovely Kathy Fitz. What's going on, Kathy? How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Brady. How are you tonight?
I'm doing very well, thank you. I'm doing splendid. Absolutely splendid. Couldn't be better. Couldn't be better. I'm in denial. What's going on? Show Maestro, everybody. Former WCW star. What's going on, man? How you doing?
I got through and had a great workout. I had some dentist and stuffed peppers, and I'm feeling good.
Nice.
Great to be with you guys.
Nice. I had a bacon burger, and I haven't had a burger in forever. And
wow.
I'm not feeling so great because I usually eat chicken. So,
okay.
That's me. And once again, we have Ray Bogus joining us, our friend, my friend, yours. What's going on, Ray? What's the word on the street?
Dinner here was pork chop, mashed potato with bell peppers, and green beans.
That's a good balanced dinner.
I had my first burgers in a while over the weekend. And
okay.
Brady, you're in for a long 6 hours.
It was bad. Like, we went out to eat. I mean, and it was a pub, you know? And I was like, I'm going to do a burger. I haven't had a burger in forever. What'd you have for dinner, Kathy?
What did I have for dinner? A turkey sandwich from Wawa.
Okay. There you go. Nice and easy on the way home. Hot and fresh, right? Oh, no, it's Wawa.
Yeah.
So it's not hot and fresh.
Wawa.
It's there anyway.
Yeah.
They got the best iced coffee. Oh, my God. Wawa.
That is good. Yeah. Yeah. They have some good stuff. They do. I thought it was interesting, actually. They started serving burgers and fries, which to me seems totally out of their element. But, I mean, I hear they're okay.
Oh, they're burgers.
I don't know.
It's like Burger King serving tacos.
Am I the only person that doesn't really like fries?
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that. That's a foreign concept to me. So anyway, 914-338-1885. There is a lot I want to talk about tonight. You know, kind of topics we're going to sprinkle in throughout the show. One thing that really kind of jumped out at me. I saw Sin Cara did an interview, and it's been forever since. And I'm talking like the original Sin Cara, you know, the Mystico, as you might remember. So Mystico did an interview, and he talked about WWE, and he talked about how hard it was to get along there. He talked about how no one really showed any faith in him. He never got to do anything, and he never really got to challenge for any titles. And I don't know. I found it interesting, and I understand it's, like, very common to, like, kind of come at the company with complaints like that. But you're talking about a guy that they brought in to be, like, a bilingual star. He never really bothered to learn English. I know that sounds horrible. Just learn English, right? But, you know, he never struck me as a guy that cared. So if he didn't care, why would they care? They were looking for a Latin star. I mean, Alberto Del Rio did pretty well when he was there. It struck me as an odd comment, you know, from a guy that kind of had a reputation for being really lazy when he was there.
Well, it is an odd comment, and it's an odd comment for so many different reasons. It's not just that he struck you as someone who, you know, wasn't really about to put in the work or wasn't particularly motivated to sort of be that star that they wanted to be. He was actively bad.
Right.
But he was actively putting stars in danger. Now, I will give him this. I am sure that competition backstage is fairly cutthroat. That would, I don't ever have to have been there for any amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
Be able to tell you that it is, because it is cutthroat in far less meaningful jobs for far smaller pay scales. But, I mean, to me, and this would be something more that Stro could answer, that seems very unaware of your own abilities. I mean, he had to know that he was actively putting wrestlers at risk, right?
I didn't know so much about that. Sorry, Stro, go ahead.
In that type of environment, you have to learn to adapt with what's around you and the talent around you and do what's best for not only yourself but the company as a whole. So, I mean, it's a situation where you have to adapt and adjust and do your best to perform at your top level. You know, and to have that camaraderie, you know, with the talent.
Is there a brass ring like they talk about? Does that exist?
Yeah, I mean, you can. It is to an extent. I mean, if you work hard and you get along with everyone, and try to make an impact without. I mean, you can ask for advice, which they appreciate,
mm-hmm.
and show them that you want to be better, you know, without coming off being a jerk or anything.
Yeah.
And, that seems to go a long way. So, I mean, I think what the problem is, I think some tend to kind of go about it the wrong ways with management.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. that's where the heat comes in. But you can show them that you want it bad enough by your working hard on your performances and coming to them for advice and everything, because that's a sign of respect. So it's a respect thing. So
okay.
I mean, that route's always been the better route to go.
One other interesting thing, at least from my perspective, you hear about in the WCW days, for example. That company was kind of structured around divisions. And correct me if I'm wrong about any of this, Stro. This is just kind of what I've read and how I perceive, but obviously I wasn't there. You have your heavyweights. You have your cruiserweights. You have your tag teams, blah, blah, blah. And, like, there's not really a whole lot of interplay. Whereas, like, during the Raw Attitude Era, you might have Al Snow fight Stone Cold one night. You know, you never knew who was going to mix with who, but in WCW, it always kind of felt like the divisions, the cruiserweights kind of stayed with the cruiserweight, at least during the height of Nitro and stuff like that. Is that fair to say? And is that kind of what happened with Sin Cara, do you think, that he got, like, kind of bunched in with a group and never really got the opportunity to expand? That's kind of how I perceived it.
You know, that very well could be the situation. I know, like, when WCW was around, a lot of the chaos was with, but there were too many bosses. You just didn't know
okay.
who to please and who to go to. And what worked for me was, Bischoff was the guy I always went to if I had an issue or had something that I can try to work things out. But then when he started changing bosses all the time, it was just really hard for a lot of us. And with WWE, they were rocking back then because Vince was the go-to guy. And you had a committee of people pitching ideas, but Vince was the guy to say yes or no to the idea.
Yeah,
and you pretty much knew where you stood with Vince.
Or so, in AEW, Chris Jericho feels like Vince, you know? I guess you go to Chris Jericho if you have a problem in AEW. I don't know.
He's the guy, right?
He definitely is a very knowledgeable guy, so I can understand that, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, who wouldn't want to go to Chris Jericho's inner circle for assistance? I mean, that's just
Mike Tyson. I know he did.
That's true. Well, that's a different thing.
Yeah.
It just screams. It just screams positive reinforcement and relationship building in a mature and productive way. Yeah, I know. The Sin Cara thing, it kind of eats at me because, look, there are certain...
Sorry, that was late. You said scream.
Ah! There are... I wondered, I was like, wait a second, where? Why? Why is the scream dropping down? Ah!
Well, that was a pop. What a pop that was.
It's the Daffy pop.
Yeah.
Soda pop.
Hey. The Sin Cara thing kind of eats at me because this is not someone who that you looked at and you saw them come out and you went, man, how did they not get behind this guy? Brady, you're right. They brought him in to be a bilingual star.
Right.
And you can't, look, it's hard.
See.
It is hard to point to your job that you did and say this is a success when you were specifically brought in to be a bilingual star and you turned out to be a monolingual star, which is only 50% of the linguals that you were brought in for.
51 would get you passing, right? Or is it 61? I went to private school.
That one.
60. The other thing, too, is, I mean, and actually, we were doing the show together at the time. I hadn't gone away for a little while yet. It was the weekly Sin Cara botch that we would get on and talk about. You know, this isn't someone who can look and say, man, I really got politics out of it. That might have been part of it. I'm not back there. I don't know. But how about you work particularly good at what they hired you to do? That also might be why they didn't get behind you.
You know my favorite Sin Cara moment of all time, Stro? He had to do a run-in. He was making the save on somebody. I don't know if you guys remember this. It was on Raw. And they actually, I guess it was before the commercial break, someone was getting beaten down, right? So for the actual commercial break, they actually come running out with the trampoline and place it down so that he can make his run-in using the trampoline entrance.
Oh, my.
It's like, this guy's getting beaten up all through commercial. They come bring out the trampoline, and then once the cameras go on, this guy comes out to save the day. I loved it.
Wow. Unreal.
I remember that now. I'm just trying to remember who was getting saved.
I don't know. Probably, maybe Rey Mysterio wasn't like they briefly teamed, didn't they? Because he was going to pass the torch.
Yes, the Burns and Attic.
Now,
I often wondered why couldn't he brought his own trampoline? Do his own entrance. You know what I mean?
I don't know. Would have been easy. I don't know. Like
right?
I always felt like the first thing you do if you want to make him the next Rey Mysterio is you have him start out by teaming with him and then turn on him. And then imagine the ladder matches and the friggin' like the gymnastics matches that they would have had with each other. It would have been absolutely amazing. They would have been jumping off everything. And at the end of it, if you did it right, Sin Cara would have been a star by the time Rey left. They like barely even had them touch.
It'd be like the Blues Brothers in church.
Yeah.
They'd be bouncing all over. Yeah, it'd be great.
Yeah, parking the car by swinging in. Yeah, it'd be like if Bruce said to me, "We want to make King David Lane a star, and you're going to help Brady." And I said, "All right." And he proceeded to do his show on Mondays, and then I follow it up on Tuesday. Don't really help King David Lane become a star without me there, does it?
Hmm.
I got to get the crickets. Hold on.
That does.
That didn't have the design. I'm sorry, David. I'm just playing around.
He is America's most beloved shirtless comedian.
Oh man.
His commercial, man. I'll tell you, It sounds like he is being held hostage. And he's a comedian.
He is.
He's a comedian, so he's funny. And he is legitimately funny. Like, we've had him on the roast and stuff. But his commercial for VOC Nation sounds like he's been kidnapped by Al-Qaeda and forced to read a script talking about his show.
Oh, man.
It's awful. Sorry, David. I love you. I'm just playing. Kathy, I'm not going too far, am I?
Never, Brady.
I can hear it now. Never. I can hear it now. Bang, bang.
Bang, bang, indeed.
Yeah, so anyway, they mishandled it, but I definitely blame Sin Cara. I mean, there's so much that guy could have done. And he was a star.
That's just it. Like they asked him, they really didn't ask him to do all that much.
Mm-mm.
I don't think any wrestler has ever in the history of wrestling been more positioned to be a star by doing fewer wrestling things than Sin Cara, and he couldn't do it.
And if you remember, they had like a huge, like they did like the press conference, they did like media week all week, like talking about him and stuff. They put out press releases. It was all this stuff. Stro, it's like, I understand the massive task that it is to be the next Rey Mysterio. I totally get that. And he didn't even have to be Rey Mysterio, but I feel like he didn't even come close. Do you think there's ever going to be another Rey Mysterio type?
Not for a while.
Yeah.
Rey's like so one of a kind.
I agree. Totally agree. Yeah, so anyway, I'm curious what you guys think as well. 914-338-1885. There's definitely other topics that I want to, and that was just the tip of the iceberg for me. I also wanted to have, and I know you have your own topics as well, but I also wanted to throw out there while I'm kind of on a roll with the dinner theater right now, you know, I'm kind of got the, anyway. Batista did an interview this week, and he said that his retirement's going to stick. And I'm thinking, like, good for him. Like, I'm going to miss Batista. I always liked him and stuff. But do you think it's really possible for a wrestler to ever say that they're retired and done and actually know with 100% certainty that they're done? Because I feel like if the right amount of money comes along, Batista's going to do a match. That's just me. But that's how I feel.
I don't think that you can ever, in an industry like that, I don't think you can necessarily ever say you're 100% done, because you're right. The right situation, the right money comes along, there's no reason for him not to do it. Even if he's older, you know, there are ways to work the match, to protect things that need to be protected, to take care of maybe things that he slowed down a little bit on. This isn't – wrestling is physical, but it's not being an auto mechanic. Like, you can hide things.
You can do that as an auto mechanic, too.
But you're not supposed to.
No, you're not. Not a good auto mechanic.
There
isn't
wrestling.
If he retires as Drax, that'd be great.
I know. I know. He really should do that just once, even.
That would be good.
With Groot in his corner.
I don't know that you can necessarily say that it's over. I mean, if I'm in Batista's shoes, I'm not saying that I'm retired never again. I'm saying I'm on sabbatical until I see something I like.
Right.
Because really, that's what it is. I mean, I suppose there hits an age, because like, all right, like, you know, if you have somebody in their 50s, you know, you can still make a match. We've seen good matches with guys in their 50s where you just, you know, you pace the match appropriately, you pick your spots judiciously, and it can be interesting. You know, I guess like maybe your 70s, you're probably saying, all right, I've hung it up for good. I suppose there would be an age thing where eventually you age out, but
I feel like if Jerry Lawler didn't have the heart attack, then he and Ric Flair would probably still occasionally wrestle on Raw.
Yeah,
that's just my gut. I mean, Rick even did it in TNA for a little bit. I'm trying to think of like somebody who said they were retired and just walked away and they were done. And I can't for the life of me think of anybody that, like, aside from injuries, I mean, that chose to walk away. Shawn Michaels is one, but then he came back in Saudi Arabia. I can't think of one.
Okay, help me out here. This is going to be really out of left field, but this one, I don't know if he's ever actually said he's retired. That Billy Graham?
Well, due to medical threat.
Yeah, due to medical threat. I'm throwing medical out because, like, if you're told that you can't anymore, you know, then that's the only thing keeping you out, basically. I and even Brett, you know, Kathy, he retired and he came back and he fought Vince McMahon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm just trying to think of somebody who said they were done and they were done. JBL, maybe? Superstar Billy Graham? I don't know. I don't remember.
That's what I said. Like,
yeah.
I don't remember either. JBL's another good one, or I guess, yeah, that one works. Because, like, I mean, did he ever really say I'm retiring, or did he just kind of leave?
Yeah, no, he retired when Ray beat him at WrestleMania. He grabbed the mic and said he retired. He was done. He's quit.
Did we count that?
Yeah. Listen, even friggin' Nikki Bella said I'm done and then came back. Like, it doesn't, you know?
Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah, Superstar Billy Graham might be. I don't remember the circumstances of him retiring. It's just like one day he was suddenly not really doing it. I don't remember, like, a grand.
Yeah, that's the only one I can think of.
Kurt Hennig, maybe? No, Kurt Hennig wrestled until the end.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I forgot he came back, and like, because he was in that plane ride from. By the way, that's going to be a topic on Dark Side of the Ring, and I can't wait.
Oh, wow.
The plane ride from hell? Can you imagine?
Oh, man.
They're going to be like Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar, like monkey flipping each other into the security door and stuff. But, yeah, no, I can't. For the life of me, I can't. And I'm curious, you know, maybe like a wrestling historian, like maybe like, for example, Malcolm. Malcolm's an old school guy. He might remember somebody that retired and actually walked away, but nobody. How about Barry Windham? Did he retire and just say he might have? He might have.
Look that up.
I'm not sure.
Well, we'll get
if so, Barry was smart.
If he was smart, he retired, right?
Yeah.
For me, for the longest time, like I said, as a fan, in particular, because Shawn Michaels was my favorite, and I've made no bones about the fact that, like, none of this would have even been possible for me if it wasn't Shawn Michaels, not just because he was, like, the first legitimate really good wrestler that I got behind because of the quality of what he was doing. Not just that, but the fact that I idolized him, Stro, and like I've said in other interviews and stuff, like me interviewing Shawn Michaels for the local newspaper that's how I got the clip that's how I got the article that I submitted to Pro Wrestling Illustrated. So without Shawn Michaels, there's no Pro Wrestling Illustrated, which would mean that there's no wrestling involvement for me whatsoever, including this podcast. So, I mean, it was Shawn Michaels for me, definitely. And I remember when he said he was done in 2010, I was like, I legitimately believed it. I mean, it was really difficult to believe, but I believed it. And he broke my heart, man, because he shaved his head and he came back and he looked like a horrible version of him. And I hate to say that, but he did. He really did.
So, Barry Windham. Has not technically appeared since 2008, but he's never actually retired.
Now, is there, and I know it's a lot to, like, look at all that stuff, but, like, is there an injury or something that's kept him away? Or did he just slow down until the bookings dried up?
He's just kind of slowed down until the bookings dried up, it looks like.
Okay.
It looks like his last appearance was actually on Raw, where he revived the U.S. Express, and they were supposed to fight Keith and Volkov.
I was hoping you were going to say the Stalker.
No, that would be way better. Another one that came to mind while I was thinking about that, San Martino?
Yeah, I'm trying to remember. I know, like, at some point he came out, and didn't he say, like, his son was the future or something, and he retired?
Yeah, like mid-80s, because he was – so San Martino did the Battle Royal at WrestleMania 2.
Yeah.
And then, there was a thing where he was like, my son's the future, and then that's it. I can look that up.
Yeah. Mm. You know, Namara Wells, who did the original Rioshi Wrestling Nation, when we run WNJC, it was Bruce and Namar and this other guy, Albert, and then me occasionally. Namar did the best impressions, man. And he did a Bruno Sammartino out of this world. He was amazing at it. In fact, like, we were at a convention one time, and he had a live mic, and he started doing it. And Ted DiBiase came running over because he thought Bruno Sammartino was there. like, that's how good it was, you know? And but he would exaggerate stuff, you know. He'd be like, I can't do the voice at all, but he'd be like, yeah, he's like, he says Bruno, and he's like, yeah, you know, I invented the 7-Eleven slushie. I was in Italy, and it was really hot out, and I mixed the sugar and the ice, and I don't know, it's just the way he does it. It was just really great. Like Namara had Bruno Sammartino as the inventor of, like, everything, and it was really good.
So. How do we feel about working as a commentator or a guest referee?
I think that's fine because you're not wrestling a match.
So then Sammartino technically retired in 1987 and then did not get back in the ring.
Wow, he retired that late?
Yeah.
Wow, I did not realize that.
Well, he would have only been 52.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because I know, like, he was in his son's corner at an earlier WrestleMania. Might have even been the first one. And I thought he was done by that point.
At the inaugural WrestleMania, San Martino was in David's corner against Brutus.
Yes. Against Brutus, that's right. Not the barber, though. Just the beefcake.
Free haircut days. You know, economic times were good. Man didn't have to have a second job.
Exactly. You know, that's my argument whenever I play Life. You know the game of Life, Stro? My niece always wants to play the game of Life.
Right.
And I said, I'll do it. But you always want me to be the banker. And whenever I'm the banker, Ray, you know it. I land on general university degree or whatever. I make, like, $4,000 a year, you know. Everybody else is a doctor, a lawyer, like, whatever, like an astrophysicist, and they make all that. And I make $4,000, and I say, I should get some kind of a salary for being the banker, damn it. Because I'm not doing that every day just for the hell of it.
Right.
You know?
I used to like in Life how you really didn't ever want to go to college.
No.
Like, you wanted to just...
You have to, though.
Like, no, you didn't.
You need the money. Otherwise, you just get the...
Does it cap you now? Because it used to be, like... It used to be you could end up... That college allowed you to choose from 3 jobs and 3 salaries.
Oh, I don't remember that.
As opposed to... as opposed to only having, like, Like, you could only get certain jobs, and then you just pick a salary at random that was yours. So
yeah.
It was possible for you to, like, just skip that, and you could end up becoming, like, a police officer that made $100,000.
Wow.
And
I do not remember that.
Yes.
Okay. All right. Like, the way I had, the game that we had, it was like you could go to the right, and you had to go the long way around, and then, you know, you could land on any of these higher salary things, and if you missed them, you just get, like, a general university degree. Or you could just do, like, a real quick to the left, and it was like you cut all that out, but then you're, like, stuck with, like, the lowest salary the whole game. Which, like, there's two different strategies to it. Obviously, some people try to win it like it's a race, and then there's other people who are trying to make the most money. I try to make the most money, and I try to sit on it because, like, I don't really think it matters who gets there first. It's who has the most money at the end. That's how I've always done it. But, yeah, I don't know. I can remember in sixth grade we were all pairing up with, like the guys and the girl. Like, I don't know, it was like a field day or something, and we're all, like, playing the game of life, a bunch of us, and we all paired off in couples, Rick. And I got paired off with the girl that I really liked, and she was not happy about it. And it gave me a very early indication of what the real life was going to be like.
The real life involves way less wheel spinning, and I feel like we need to run it back.
No, I mean, we should definitely have some wheel spinning there. Spin the wheel, make a deal would be amazing if, like, it were implemented every day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Go pay your taxes in a coal miner's glove match, Leia.
Oh, Brady, I feel like it's time we took a commercial break.
I think so. And on the other side, we will definitely get to the callers. I see Malcolm and Tour there. And we have room for you as well. 914-338-1885. It's in the room on the VOC Nation Radio Network. And we will be right back.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Jerry, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Gritty podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Rock and Roll Union and North Step Productions, in conjunction with Boo Ray Atlantic City, proudly present Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th, featuring As We Become Ghosts and Rat Rod. It's been a long, cold winter, and now it's time to rock. Also appearing, the Rock and Roll Union house band, Shades of Grey, playing all of your favorites from the 60s to now. All COVID regulations will be in place. Tickets are available at Eventbrite.com and are extremely limited, so get them before they run out. Doors open at 6 and showtime is at 7. Rat Rod, As We Become Ghosts, and Shades of Grey. Jersey Shore Jam 2, May 15th at Boo Ray, 201 South New York Avenue, Atlantic City. Did I mention there's free parking? Don't miss it.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobbs here. You getting ready to get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter, at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey.
This is the sister, the doctor of style, and you're listening to VOC Nation.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9, listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And didn't get pregnant.
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airline cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have
cried? Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Jerry, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calchico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
On Wrestling with Problems, we deal with two things, wrestling and problems. On the wrestling side, we cover the major feds as well as the indies. As far as problems go, we cover our problems, American problems, and world problems. Sometimes the problems are even related to wrestling. Every week, comedian King David Lane and wrestler, promoter Chris Press discuss the best and especially the worst in the world of wrestling with a heaping dose of comedy. Check us out live on VOCNation.com or on iTunes, Stitcher, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Yo, this is Jerry Stein of the Nasty Boys. Yeah, Brian Knobs here. You get nasty? Well, listen to the VOC Nation, baby, because it's about to get nasty all around and up in this mother. Get ready. Nasty Sensation is coming at you.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Bill Apter has been in the pro wrestling business for over 50 years.
Hey, Tony here with Arn Anderson. Arn, first of all, your height and weight.
6'1", 255.
And now subscribers to VOC Nation Premium get exclusive access to Bill Apter's archived audio footage.
And where's your hometown?
Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Okay, and give us something about your back. First of all, your relationship to Ole Anderson.
Ole is my...
Subscription to VOC Nation Premium starts at just $3 a month and includes commercial-free audio and video versions of our top podcasts.
Okay, we're speaking here with the manager of the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, Tarzan Tyler and Luke Graham, and he's sort of glowing tonight about a new prospect we haven't heard of yet.
And for just $9 a month, Apter's archives are all yours.
Would you tell us who this new prospect
is? Well, I'll tell you, Bill, I've searched the world, and I finally found the true world champion. I finally found...
Pedro, what's your opinion of Ivan Koloff winning the title from Bruno Sammartino?
Well, I think, I don't know what to say, but I want to say one thing. Bruno was a hell of a champion.
Here are exclusive interviews with the greatest performers of all time.
This is Bill Apter, and once again, we're speaking here with Bruno Sammartino. Bruno, first of all, how did you and Bruiser lose that title to the Valiant?
Well, actually...
All right, we're back.
Where's Doink?
In the room. That was his music, wasn't it? We're back. It's In the Room on the VOC Wrestling Nation. Check us out on VOCNation.com. And while you're there, don't forget to check us out on YouTube. Just go to, just search VOC Nation on YouTube, and all that stuff will come up there. There's also, if you go to premium.vocnation.com, we have different subscription tiers with lots of great premium content. So be sure to check that out, including unedited, no commercials, audio and video versions of our most popular shows, as well as if you kind of move up the tiers you were hearing in that commercial, you get access to all of Bill Apter's archives as well. And as high as, I believe it's $15 a month, you get Q&As with the hosts from VOC Nation. Lots of great stuff there, so be sure to check it out. Premium.vocnation.com. And we're having a great discussion so far. We're talking about retirement, kind of. Not for us. I plan to die at my desk many, many years from now. Or at least I should say I plan to die at my desk.
It's my last match, Brady. It's my last match.
I might die at my desk, and it might be on the air here in the next, who knows, but or it could be way in the future. Well, that's part of the fun of it. We don't really know, Kathy. We're going to spin the wheel and make a deal. 914-338-1885 is the number to call in tonight. We've got a couple callers on the line, and we're going to get to you guys very, very, very shortly. But before we do all that, Stro, what do you got going on this week?
Oh, my goodness. This week on WCW Retro, this Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, VSNH.com, we'll be talking the career of the Midnight Express. So that should be... a lot of fun for that. And, of course, the Stro's on Friday night. Go ahead.
Sorry, you're talking the classic Midnight Express, not Bombastic Bart and Fabulous Billy or whatever, right?
No. Yeah,
not those guys.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That should be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And Friday night, Stro's on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/StroTheMaestro at 12 midnight Eastern Standard Time. The feature will be... Tormented.
Ugh, that was me in college.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Please tune in.
That's some people who listen to this very program.
Yeah.
That's me at work.
That's me just, like, chained up in bed, you know, with my arms.
I'm kidding.
Whoa.
I'm kidding, Cassie.
How does Kelly feel about that?
Now I got a visual I can't get out of my head. Why? Why, Grace?
Speaking of visuals, I'm going to give you guys a real treat right now. We're going to go to Malcolm down in South Carolina. Malcolm is, of course, a wrestling historian and a huge fan. Malcolm, we're talking retirements tonight. Can you think of anybody who retired and actually stayed away?
Oh, you talking to me? I didn't know I was
on. You got it,
here.
Brother.
Sorry.
You're talking to me.
Well, yeah, man, you're on.
Brady, I want to talk to Papa Stro. I missed your show Thursday. I got to do this, okay? I got to talk about my man, the Total Package, Lex Luger, one of my all-time favorite wrestlers in the NWA, WCW. Luger, the bad guy, the good guys in the War Games. Him and Sting were one of the best tag teams ever. Yeah, I love Luger. I've met him three times.
We had a great discussion on Lex.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Papa Stir. I fell asleep. I was, you know, I just get tired at night. I don't know why at times, but.
Oh, it's quite all right. This week it's the Midnight Express, so.
Lex was one of, you know, he was a hero to me in the NWA. I mean, I'll say it. Lex Luger. A lot of people say he doesn't have the wrestling skills I've talked with, but I don't agree with that. Lex Luger, he was a member of the Horsemen. He was, you know, he did some very special things. His manager, except for the Macho Man and Hulk Hogan, his manager was Elizabeth Hewlett too. You know, a lot of people forget that. You know,
yeah.
I mean,
I like the metal forearm. I wanted to go around hitting people with a metal forearm.
And something else he did, Papa Stro, at It was like 2 weeks on Nitro, like a month before on Nitro.
Right.
In 1997, where they had Road Wild and Hogan won it back from Luger. He beat Hulk Hogan. He put him in the torture rack. How many guys did that to Hogan?
Yeah.
You know? As great an athlete, as great
impressive.
A champion as
Hogan
was.
He did it to the Big Show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Luger, he teamed up with the Big Show. Him and Big Show were a tag team in 96 when Piper and Sting was becoming a pro, you know? And I'm just so proud of Lex. I've met him 3 times.
Me too.
He's been so nice to me. You know, and people say his health isn't that good, but, hey, Lex, if you're listening, man, you always got a lifelong fan in me, man. I just want you to know that, you know.
Would you call him sexy, Lexi?
I would call him the total package.
It's okay to call him sexy.
I'm not into wrestling for the dating game, man. I'm into it for you guys in the gym, you guys giving me the best damn performance you can give me when I'm going to the arena and I'm watching you on pay-per-view, man. That's what it's all about.
Oh, for sure, Malcolm. Yeah. I mean, who isn't? Who isn't into wrestling for just, like, going to the gym and getting all oiled up with your bros?
Exactly.
And then, like,
yeah.
Slapping each other around?
That's why I do the podcast.
Yeah.
Well, I'm not into the oil thing, you know, Ray, but to me it's all about the competition. Like, the Las Vegas Raiders are trying to get me to pay 4 more payments on the PSLs of $1,331.64 this year and the next 3 years. And I'm just not going for it. First of all, they're not in Oakland anymore. And my best team, and I say it, Brady, my best team was Kenny Stabler, Dave Casper, Fred Biletnikoff, Cliff Branch, Phil Villapiano, Jack Tatum, George Atkinson. He was the hitman. He was the Fred Hart of the Soul Patrol.
What about Frederick Tatum?
Probably the best. You know,
Tatum.
I mean, these guys.
You remember Frederick Tatum?
He had 3 straight.
He was on the same team.
He had 3 straight.
So good.
1,000 yard seasons from 76
to 78. Isn't he like the Marvin Monroe character?
You know, I mean, those were my Raiders. These
Hi,
Raiders.
Dr. Nick.
I'm going to say this, Brady.
Hi, Dr.
These
Nick.
Raiders
Hi,
are so
everybody.
Bad.
Today I'm going to do surgery outside.
If it isn't my old
Brady,
friend,
Brady.
Mr. McGregor, with a leg for an arm and a leg for a leg.
These so-called Las Vegas Raiders are so bad. They couldn't beat the other team if their shoelaces were tied. I
lost my juju bee.
Joe knows, the best rivalry back in the 70s was Pittsburgh and Oakland for like 4 straight years, you know.
That's the only rivalry you could get.
Yeah, and Pittsburgh won 4 Super Bowls.
The Iron Curtain,
and we only won one. Yeah, and Pittsburgh was 4-0. We were 1-0, but Pittsburgh, and I'll admit this, they were just a little bit better than the Raiders. Maybe in the regular season we were better, but in the postseason the Steelers were much better. You know, they had the championships. You know, but you know, Papa Stroh, I just had to say that about the total package, and then you guys are going to.
What you gonna do when Mulkamania runs wild on you, brother?
Yeah, you got a Hulkster. You got a chance.
Yeah.
I mean, these guys, Jim Cornette and the Racket and beautiful Bobby Eaton from Huntington, Alabama, or wherever it was, Huntsville, Alabama, rather, you know, and Sweet Stan Lynn, the man with the educated feet that Jim Ross used to say. I mean, the Midnight Express, I used to hold my fingers up in an X position every time they came out to take on the Fantastics, or they took on a Rock and Roll Express, or when they challenged Arn and Tully before they left to go to the WWF in 88. You know, I mean, I'm old school, and these are the guys that they get my blood going, you know. They can have their matches today, but these are the guys that paved the way for me as a fan. You know, all the way back to the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
These are guys I'm going to respect the most. And Papa Stroh, you know, I saw you in that Battle Royal in 2018, and it was awesome the way you took Dorothy in there and you just started. I think you must have thrown out five or six guys that night in the Battle Royal. So I was impressed, you know. And like Jeff,
all right, thank you.
Been to say, I don't impress easy, but you impressed me that night, Webster. And then you also sidestepped.
Welcome. How's Amazon Prime going?
That, I drank a lot of Red Bull before I got to the ring, though.
It's awesome. You know, Brady, I got the Addams Family's coming on MeTV. I don't have to watch their dumb commercials. I can just order seasons 1 and 2 on Amazon Prime and watch them whenever I want. I got the Flintstones. I got Batman. I got Looney Tunes. I got Bugs Bunny. You know, I mean, I'm like a kid.
Looney Tunes, yes.
Yeah.
Did they ever do, but, Malcolm, you would probably know this. Did they ever do a Looney Tunes Disney, like, crossover? Like, has Bugs Bunny ever been there with Mickey Mouse?
No, I don't think so, but they did do.
I want Donald and Daffy.
Did they?
I'm asking.
Who Framed Roger Rabbit? You know what? Adam just told me. He's right. Who Framed Roger Rabbit? Porky Pig was in it. Bugs Bunny. Yeah, you're right.
Porky Pig, yeah.
Malcolm, yeah, you know, talking about retirements in wrestling. Has anybody ever retired and stuck with it? I figure you would know as well as anybody.
Stuck with it, retired. Let me think.
Like retired,
well,
and then they were done.
I'm thinking one guy I met at the Colt Rally Club probably would refer to that category. Ranger Ross, that was in that 101st Airborne. You know, Ranger Ross, once he quit, I don't think
he
came back. He was a wrestler in
Ranger
the WCW.
Ross, yeah. I used to team with Ranger Ross, man. He's awesome.
Oh,
Ranger Ross.
Okay, I knew who
he
was. Yeah,
yeah. He's great. Papa Jeff. I was so
great
honored.
Guy, man.
He signed my Korean yearbook, and he signed my basic training yearbook from 82 in at Fort McClellan, Alabama. I mean, Ranger pulled out a picture of me in front of the Glow Girls Hollywood and Lightning and Royal Hawaiian, and Hollywood said, wow, Malcolm, was that you? You're a handsome-looking son of a gun. I was like, I did. I got to admit this, Papa Joe. I think Hollywood, Gene DeSung, Lightning, Cheryl Russo, and Renee Iniquez, Royal Hawaiian, and Roxy Astor, and Patricia Summerlin, Sunny, you know, and all the Glow Girls. I think they're some of the most beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Ladies. I don't care if they're older or not. They're always going to be beautiful to me inside if they're not on the outside, you know, when they get older. They're still beautiful on
uh-huh.
the inside, and I got to say that. Yeah.
Okay, brother. I got you. Well, that's
yeah,
a good one.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
You're the man, dude.
Yeah, I could name some others.
You're the man, Malcolm.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
I'm
so
trying
Malcolm,
to pop a strip.
I have a question.
When we're at the Hall of
yeah,
Fame,
right,
when we're at the Hall of Fame,
yeah, I have a question,
I'm sorry, Ray. Yeah.
Yeah, so Malcolm, I have a question. So you said you were making payments on a personal seat license for the Las Vegas Raiders, and you don't want
yeah,
to anymore because
–
Well, hold on. No, stop. No one wants
I have this friend, John Gruden, that might.
How about? Oh, hang on.
No, I don't want
so here's the thing.
He's not John
Gruden. Now, you said you were mad about it because they were no longer in Oakland, but them being in
yeah.
Las Vegas moved them several hours closer to you in South Carolina. So,
well, yeah,
like,
but there's a story there. I mean, I know the answer to that. He moved from Oakland to Las Vegas, and then he left because he didn't like it there.
Well, that's ridiculous.
Like,
why would you not like living in Las Vegas?
Because it sucks. I mean,
is that in Idaho?
It's a nice place to visit, but you don't want to live there. It fits for Vegas and it fits for Southern California, man.
Talking to somebody and you don't even know it. Malcolm, is it better than Idaho?
Idaho sucks, too. I hate to say that. Pocatello, at least,
does. South Carolina
No, South Carolina's pretty nice. I tell you what, I live with the best housemate right now, Adam. I'm this guy. I'm going to say this. Mean Gene told me one time, I'm a walking encyclopedia of wrestling knowledge. Well, this guy, Adam Helms, right here, that I live with, he could forget more about wrestling than I could learn. That's how knowledgeable this is. And he's younger than me, you know. And that says a lot for the guy. His dad served in the military in the U.S. Army. He's a little bit older than me, but he's damn respectful. And his mom, Teresa, his stepmom, and his real parents, they're just class. And his new girlfriend, Jessica, in my opinion, is Bo Derek, you know. So...
Oh.
I'm going to say that.
All right, get back in there. Get back in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're the man now. Malcolm, you remember the old Namar Wells impressions? He was so good at them.
Namar Wells was great. I if you talk to Namar, tell him he's still number one with me. And I heard Booker T.
We're trying to get him back.
And Booker D said, "Can you dig it, sucker?" I hear you, Booker. I hear you, Stevie Ray, man, because I met at the Cough Valley Club, and nobody could get a picture with them, you know, when they got their award, their Chatham Award. But this guy, he's a black guy, and he takes the pictures, you know, and he got me in there. I don't even know his name, but he's like my best friend there. And he got me in there with Booker
Ice
and
Train?
Stevie Ray. I mean, no, he's not Ice Train, but he's a cool guy.
Okay, not Ice Train.
Him and me have hooked
Coco?
Up the last 2 or 3 years.
Was it Coco Beware?
Oh, he's a lot like Coco Beware. I mean, he kind of reminds me. I met Rodney Allen Whippy that used to do the Burger King, the Jack in the Box commercials in the 70s when he was a little boy. And I met Rodney Allen Whippy when he was older. And Rodney Allen Whippy looks a lot like this guy that takes the pictures for me at the Cough Valley Club. I got to say that, you know. So,
there you go, brother. Listen, it was great talking to you, man. You're the man. I'm trying to
you
think.
Guys
I'd love
are
to get.
Awesome is awesome.
You're the man, dude. Call into WCW, dude. Great talking to you as always. Love you. Oh, and give your brother my best. I miss him. I do miss him calling in. I'm hoping Mike calls in again soon. Actually, let me check real quick. Malcolm, is Mike okay? He doing all right?
Mike's okay, but I don't know. He's got his problems, but he said to give you guys his best, you know, until he's ready to call back in. He's just
I hope
going
he's
through
okay.
A phase.
Tell him
he's not feeling the Hulkamania 24/7 like I am, dude.
All right, brother. Much love. That's great. It really brings the energy up, right?
Yeah, he really brings energy.
Well, Ray, you had a topic for tonight. Well, actually, you had a couple topics. Let's see if we can inject something.
Two.
Yeah.
Do we want to talk men's or women's?
Let's talk women's, actually. That'd
let's
be
talk
fun.
Women's. Okay.
Ooh.
So.
Ooh.
So. Ooh.
In honor of Mike.
Yes.
That's not creepy at all.
No, not at all. So for a significant chunk of time, WWE built up The Fiend, and then by extension, secondarily, they built up Alexa Bliss. And they had kind of the big match at Mania with Randy Orton, and you had sort of the big moment where Alexa Bliss is sitting on top of the box, and she has clearly sort of become a fiend unto herself, and she's got the blood going down her face. And again, I got to tell you, that is the hottest she has ever looked.
I don't know, man. I don't know. That's tough.
So
the original sexy Lexi.
So.
No, I guess Lex would be. Sorry.
The thing.
My bad.
So then Raw happened.
I can't read it, Rapley.
Raw happened this Monday. Don't look at Rapley. Listen to me. So Raw happened, and The Fiend has essentially, since the time of WrestleMania, The Fiend has essentially been completely destroyed. If you were going to do it, if you were going to do what you did because you wanted to make Alexa this sort of unstoppable juggernaut to be unleashed upon the women's division, what with her magical voodoo powers, fine. I was telling you guys before the show, I don't understand why you had to sacrifice Bray to do that, but whatever. I get it. But now you have her doing a program that's probably not going to matter. And all that time you put into The Fiend is still dead. I don't. Why? Why, Brady?
Now, see, I,
why
okay.
do they do these things?
Well, here's the thing. What is that program? Because I did not see Raw. So I need to be educated in order to make an educated opinion.
So that program, if you will, I will pull it back.
Yeah, a little program.
Program.
You're up next, Rat Boy. Ventura.
It looks like it might be with Lily.
Okay. Yeah, that's the doll.
But,
like, I assumed she was going to become a monster in the women's division and basically do the Bray Wyatt thing for the women.
Right, but that doesn't seem to be what they're doing.
Right.
Like, now she's just kind of there.
What?
It's just.
Oh no, you're not getting tired whole, because it's nighttime, are you?
No, I'm not.
I promise you're up in a sec, Rat Boy. We just want to finish this thought.
But I just. It's just all so exhausting.
Yeah. But here's my thing. Again, like, I thought if they're going to turn her into something, right, if they're going to legitimately have her become the supernatural force, now, I'm not a huge fan of the supernatural angles, the Undertaker shooting lightning out of his ass, Papa Shango with the black goop coming out of your eyes and mouth. Not a fan of that. Not really a place for it. I always kind of thought it was about as stupid and hokey as the Boogeyman, who, like, terrified everybody other than Donald Trump. I never understood it, but you know.
Or Santino Marella in OVW.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. That's true. My thing is, like, if they're actually going to do something with it, then I think it's not bad. But if they're just going to have her, what I think they're probably going to do is they're probably just going to go back to Alexa and Bray at some point. She's just going to be off on her own, and they're going to have two vignettes for the while, and then they're going to reunite at the next pay-per-view when she helps them beat Randy Orton. And that's stupid.
Lily looks like a cross between a Cabbage Patch Kid and Sloth from the Goonies. Hey, you guys!
Hey, you guys!
Hey!
Like Rat Boy.
Hi, Rat Boy.
What's going on, homie?
Hey!
What do you got there?
I'm on location right now.
Yeah, what do you got there? What, are you at the zoo?
No, I'm in my cousin's house celebrating my birthday a little bit.
Tomorrow's your birthday, right?
What's his name, Wookie?
Yeah.
He's a Wookie.
No, he's chewing.
A Wookie.
Chewing.
Can you do a Chewbacca impression? Can you do a Chewbacca? That sounds like somebody went to the dentist.
That's tremendous.
They're smoking too much.
All right. Then let me introduce
who you.
Who
you got there? Yes,
who
you got there? This is the party all right. line.
All right, that's Tommy, my cousin.
Hi, Tommy.
Oh, what's up?
This is Jay.
Justin.
Hi, Jay.
I call him Jay.
Hey.
Hey, Justin.
Dawn. And this is Dawn. She's blind. She cannot see a thing.
She's like John Finnegan.
What? We got a blind person and
I'm kidding.
With glasses, and I don't got no glasses. You know that?
God, they don't look
yeah.
My head in it.
Yeah. A blind person, a blind
so when is your birthday? Tomorrow's your birthday, right?
Tomorrow's my birthday, but we're celebrating tonight because
you're
going to
stay up till midnight? You're going to stay up till midnight?
Huh?
You're going to stay up till midnight?
I'm going to stay over midnight.
Okay, over midnight. Nice. I'm glad you're having a great time.
By the way, I was in your neck of the woods, Brady.
Uh-oh. On Sunday night.
That was cute.
Where were you? Oh, you were at Park.
I got Chester Harris. Passed your house, man.
What's Chester Harris?
Oh, boy.
The Harris Casino in Chester by the airport.
Oh, so you passed it on 95?
Yes.
Okay.
Passed your house on 95, man.
Did you get lucky?
Man, I had no chance to.
I forgot you knew I was down here. Yeah.
I was in a 57 Chevy, brother.
See, Ray, a lot of people would be disturbed that Rapley knows where they live, but not me.
I would be disturbed if Rapley knew where I live. Rapley, who drove you to the casino? Because I can't imagine you piloting a vehicle.
My mom and dad.
Your mom and dad.
Now,
I had a good time, though, you know?
What'd you do? You did the slots?
Yeah, I done the
slots.
Like always, that's my thing. Play the slot.
You big slots guy? Oh, man. I am Cornelia. Sorry. Oh, brother.
But, you know, I turned 57 or more. You know, it's
57?
It's Chevy's birthday.
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. I'm getting old, guys, you know?
I know.
And
I thought you were 57
something.
Like 20 years ago.
No.
Now I knew you're not.
Wait a minute.
I know you're not.
When are you guys going to put me in the VOC Hall of Fame?
There is a VOC Hall of Fame?
Wow. That's
you are in it. You don't remember that?
No. Oh, the roast?
No.
Yeah.
I'm in the Hall of Fame?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's exactly what it means.
We'll have to
do
one. We'll put you in with Nanny.
The one is I should get the legendary award for the VOC Nation.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, what are you getting an award for? You didn't do anything.
Wait a minute. Am I the oldest one here on VOC Nation right now?
You mean like...
I was there from the beginning.
His logic is not flawed.
Going.
So you're like the Gandalf. Huh? You're like a Gandalf of VOC.
Yeah.
Right? Like Lord of the Rings.
True. That's true. Hang on.
Oh. Now you do realize this podcast predates VOC Nation, right?
Hang on. My cousin wants to say something.
Hi.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, cousin.
Hi.
Hi, my
cousin.
What up, cousin?
Same thing with you guys. If any of you were with him on Facebook, I do comment on his stuff as well.
Okay.
Awesome. All right.
I knew there was somebody else.
Family member that see the fix up for him or laugh at him way too much. No, I should.
He's too much, isn't he? He's crazy.
Good to see you guys. That's so cool.
But see, the difference is that I'm allowed to make fun of him because he's my blood, you know?
Now,
that's understandable. Maybe you can help us out with something. What's your name, cousin?
Tammy.
Tammy, nice to meet you.
Tammy!
I have the same last name as him.
Okay, Tammy.
It's not boy, is it?
Yeah.
I'm only kidding.
We can't get a straight story out of it. Hold on. We can't get a straight story. Maybe you can help us out. So, he claims that he gets free milk from 7-Eleven.
I can't verify that. Some of it, I do have to say, seems a little BS, but still, that's...
Okay.
To me, the free milk thing sounds like something he would get, though.
It does. That's what I'm curious.
I can see cheese more so than milk.
Okay.
Cheese and coffee with him, I can see more so than milk.
Okay.
He's got stroke at 7-Eleven.
Did he ever tell you about the time that he picked up a waitress?
I think he actually did.
Okay.
Yeah.
We couldn't believe it.
And she made butter.
Now,
what was that?
She made butter, remember?
Yeah,
the waitress.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you guys ever call him Rat Boy, or is it just Chris to you?
Oh, I do a lot. I do a lot sometimes.
Okay, you do a lot. Okay.
Right.
Because when I used to go to shows with him in the past with other places and stuff, all that he was ever referred to as Rat Boy, and I was saying I'm Rat Boy's cousin, and a few of the people there didn't believe the fact that I was Rat Boy's cousin.
They didn't give you, like, Rat Fuzz or anything, did they?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Definitely not.
All right.
I basically tried to play the game of, I'm related, but not related to him, you know?
Yeah.
Like,
just, oh,
like,
I don't know him.
Gotcha. Shadows, and so he starts stirring the pot with other people, then I'll sink my head on in and say, what are you doing now, Chris? Why are you doing that?
Because he's crazy.
Yeah, he's all the time. Why are you doing
that? We love him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I know. I've heard of him speaking nothing but good stuff about you guys.
Really?
Especially you, Ray.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's great. Yeah, we love
Everybody loves Ray.
We do.
Yeah, well, a few of the people at the old shows I used to go with couldn't believe the fact I was even related to him.
I know.
I'm a little shocked.
They were always telling me.
I can see it, though, a little in the face.
Compared to him.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little shocked that he has non-pre-Cambrian relatives myself.
Oh, yeah.
Oh. No, hey, one Rachel, tell her about Virgil and the belt.
Oh, God. What
Virgil
you and
the belt. Oh, yeah, yeah. He challenged Virgil to a belt versus belt match, his Rat Boy belt and the $1 million belt that Virgil had.
I actually got to say, years ago when I was pregnant with my daughter,
yeah.
I personally met Virgil, and he was nothing but a cool-ass dude to me.
Oh, he's great.
Did he charge
and
you though?
And it wasn't for Virgil, I wouldn't have gone to the show that night with where we were meeting up with Chris.
Yeah.
Right.
Chris had no idea as to the location of it, and thanks to Virgil, though, he told us which roads to take and which roads not to take, even though they were telling us to take it.
Well,
I have nothing but I feel nothing but goodness towards Virgil.
Oh, that's good.
Absolutely.
When I met him, he got kicked out of a bar for trying to bring his own sandwich.
Oh my God. That doesn't surprise me at all.
Wow.
And then they told him,
he would go in. I would be in one restaurant, and then he would come and meet me up at another spot and have something completely different than what they serve at the place that we are at.
And they told him it was at a convention, and there wasn't a table for him. So he got his own table, and he sat outside of the hotel by the entrance with his table.
Ah.
Gotta respect the hustle.
You're the man, Rat Boy.
Gotta respect the hustle.
I know. This is my cousin.
Rat Boy Mania, running wild.
But when Rat Boy.
And my cousin thinks I'm like her grandfather.
You're like her great grandfather.
He reminds me of my grandfather with the hats he wears and the way he is and all like that. Because my grandfather, his great uncle, is kind of the same as him.
Okay.
There's more of them. Okay, that's good.
When Rat Boy comes over to visit, does he use the door or does he come in, like, through the pipes?
No, he comes in through the door.
Okay.
Sometimes I pretend I'm not here.
Did you ever, like, wake
but
up and Rat Boy's just sitting there?
He's my family.
He's awesome. Did you ever, like, wake up and Rat Boy was sitting there waiting for you?
And I can't tell nobody what's happening right now.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm over here tonight, but I'm going home later on.
All right, brother. Well, listen.
I'm catch over here right now.
Enjoy your time with your family, and much love. Nice to meet all you guys.
And party up.
Yeah, great to see you guys.
Party up. Right day tomorrow.
Call in anytime. Rat Boy's got the number.
Right day tomorrow.
Love you guys.
Absolutely.
Bye-bye. Nice. Bye-bye.
Happy birthday, Rat Boy.
You too. Have a great birthday, Rat Boy.
All right.
I did not believe he had family.
Oh, even I knew he did. I met, like, his a bunch of his family. But,
that's wild.
Yeah. What I didn't realize was that they'd all be out in force celebrating his birthday. Ah, 914-338-1885 is the number. So anyway, Ray, we were talking about Alexa Bliss and Bray Wyatt, and everybody's saying that Bray Wyatt is done. I feel like this is WWE. You can rebound from anything. Like, he's just like one win away from like winning the world title again. You never know with that.
Yeah, I don't think he's done, but it's just, I don't quite understand why.
Oh, no.
And the thing is, like, I like the darker Alexis turn, I do, but But you have to do something with it, and they don't really.
I miss the old Bray Wyatt with the hat.
I liked him. He was.
That
I liked
fun.
Him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was with the lantern and the. Yeah.
Those were good times.
I was a big fan of that. Yeah. Yeah. I liked
those
him with Matt Hardy fans. Too. I really enjoyed him with Matt Hardy as well.
Oh yeah, they were a good team.
But I guess you could say that team was deleted.
And that is not wonderful. 914-6885 is the that's the number. And right now, I mean, we got Tora coming up in a second, but other than that, we're wide open right now. You know, we have plenty of room to take your calls as we talk stuff. Ray, that was your women's topic. What's your men's topic?
So last week we had some fun with CM Punk saying that he, you know, really thinks he can only make money if he had a match with Triple H, despite
yeah.
the fact that there is tons of talent in that company right now, and that, in fact, one of the reasons, one of the several reasons that Punk cited as him leaving WWE at the time he left was that he did not wish to fight Triple H, which is, I guess you do you, boo. So, ask about the challenge from Will Ospreay.
Yes.
In an interview with Digital Spy promoting his new movie, Jacob's Wife, Punk indirectly replied to the controversial Brit, quote, "I don't want to give people false hope in answering Ospreay, but he's for sure somebody that I've never wrestled before. It interests me a lot more than, I guess, the corporate side of professional wrestling nowadays." Listen, bud. I am a fan of wrestling. I am much more a fan of American and Mexican wrestling than I am of wrestling from over in Japan. I just am. It's a stylistic thing that I don't particularly enjoy as much. And I don't have countless hours in the day to invest into it because I have things like a job and a social life. So I can't watch all of that.
No, it's just not fun.
I was today years old when I learned about the career prowess of Will Ospreay. Listen.
Really?
Yeah. CM Punk needs to just go take a crazy pill.
But he just exposed you to new talent.
That's sad.
And not a bad exposure.
So, what about a northern exposure?
If it's a woman, I'm okay with that.
All right. What if it's me?
Are you a woman?
No.
Then no.
Oh.
Maybe. I guess it depends.
So.
No, basically.
Let me see if I understand this correct. Doesn't think he can make money with AJ Styles. Doesn't think he can make money with Roman Reigns. Doesn't think he can make money with Drew. Doesn't think he can make money with Randy. Doesn't think he can make money with Big Me. But would be interested in fighting Will Ospreay. I swear, until I saw that story today, I thought the only time you were talking about an Ospreay was when you were talking about a small to medium sized bird of prey.
Well, listen, I mean, he's been around for a while. And he has a, you know, he has a really good reputation. So, like, I mean, it's a New Japan thing, to a certain extent, Ring of Honor. But, yeah, no, I mean, he's a tremendous, tremendous wrestler. I can understand. He kind of has that buzz like Prince Devitt used to have, you know, or like Kenny Omega when he was in, like, New Japan. It's kind of like that, you know. I expect at some point Will Ospreay will probably end up with, for example, AEW. I don't think he'll go to WWE just because he just seems a little bit too much tortured artist for that. And I could be wrong, but that's just certainly how I perceive it. But for CM Punk to kind of, I don't know, like, it's weird because, like, it just kind of shows you where he is as far as, like, watching WWE programming versus, like, watching, like, international stuff, Stro. Like, he talks about WWE and he talks about the product not being good, and the only guy that he can mention is Triple H. To me, that's a really outdated reference, and not that Triple H has ever really done, speaking of retiring, but there's a lot of really good talent in WWE. That would be saying, yeah, like it would be like saying, you know, the only guy I could make money with in AEW is the Big Show. Like, I mean, he's there, you know, but he certainly ain't the only guy you're going to make money with there. And it's kind of the same thing. But like Will Ospreay, that's like the hot, like, hot kind of up-and-coming name, you know? And I think it could be really good. But it just goes to show you, I think, that he's finally turned the corner and maybe not necessarily looking at getting back into WWE. I think he finally turned that corner, maybe, you know? Just my thought.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But it's interesting, you know, and he's so dismissive. It's so weird. Like, the things that CM Punk, like, finds as intriguing versus, like, again, like you said, Ray, like, why would he not want to wrestle AJ Styles? You know? Why would he not want to be in there with Drew McIntyre? It doesn't make any sense.
Or Daniel Bryan, even.
Daniel Bryan, yeah.
Or Roman Reigns.
There's a lot of talent there. And even in, like, NXT. Imagine, like, CM Punk versus Adam Cole. Never got to see it.
Oh, yeah.
Like, there's a lot of, like, good talent there. And I think
Finn
CM Punk
Balor,
has a lot of...
you know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, and Will Ospreay is kind of along those lines. But, yeah. It's just... to me, it's indicative of where his head is at. Let's,
I like this.
Okay, no,
imagine Walter. Oh, dear God.
Oh, Walter would beat the piss out of him. Can you imagine? Poor Tommaso, man.
Oh, man.
That guy looked like one of those, like, trolley candies, you know, like the purple and the orange and the horrible. Just horrible.
Oh, Jesus. What's
up? Who are you there? What's going on?
I'm doing okay, just karaoke going on.
What's your karaoke song tonight? What's your karaoke song tonight? You doing Journey?
Yeah.
Are you? Okay, what's your favorite Journey song?
Don't Stop Believing.
Very good.
Ah, nice one.
She did better than me, Ray. I couldn't think of a Journey song.
What about Neil in the Sky?
Oh, yeah. So, what do y'all think about what happened? What do I think? So, what do y'all think was going on today?
Question first. What's going on today?
Well, I don't know.
Well,
who called us.
The police officer that killed George Floyd.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to get political. I don't follow the case really. So, like, if they found him guilty, I mean, I guess he was guilty. As long as they're condemning him for what he did and not for what they think that a bunch of other police officers are doing for the last couple years. As long as this.
Yeah.
Based on what he actually did, then cool, you know? But
yeah.
Again, I don't know, because I haven't really been following the case. I just know that I know that I'm really glad
I've been following
that things
the case.
Have calmed down since last June.
Yeah. I've been
because
following the case.
I live in a major U.S. city, you know? And, like, I'm just, like, minutes from downtown. So, like, I get kind of nervous when that stuff's going on.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you're kind of the same way. You're in St. Louis. I'm sure there were a lot of protests, right?
Yeah.
So what else is going on, Tora?
Just hanging out. Just hanging out.
Cool.
All right. Well, that's good. Glad you called us.
Yeah, thanks for calling. We missed you.
Yeah, we got lots of fingers.
Right.
We got lots of fingers.
Literally, you know, before we went on the air, oh, yeah, a lot of fingers or a lot of singers? I had
fingers.
She still laughs like a witch. You ever notice that? Like every cartoon witch. Like. I picture you with like a fire and like a pot of brew, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Tora, we were just saying before we went on the air, I think Ray's got a little crush on you. He said, I don't care if you take any other callers tonight. I really hope Tora calls him.
Aww.
Yeah.
Ray, he's so nice. How you doing, Ray?
I'm going to try that with you.
I'm good, Tora. I'm good. You know, I'm so happy that you managed to call us from an echo chamber, and my heart's touched.
Aww.
Yeah. You know, it's great. I actually I feel like my heart grew 3 sizes today, and it had nothing to do with that burger.
Oh.
It's more of a long-term thing. All right, Tor. Well, listen, you enjoy your karaoke. You sing one for me, and one of these times we've got to try and time it where, like, you put your phone down and we air you singing.
Okay.
That'd be great.
In fact, you know what?
Yeah.
Just message me, and when you're going up to sing, just shoot me a real quick message, and I'll put you on the air singing.
Okay.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
Take care, Tora. I'm just going to mute you then.
All right.
Bye. This is awesome.
I hope we get a song.
Me too. I don't think we will. I don't check my messenger enough, but she's at the top. So, oh, she sent me a picture of her drink.
That looks
really tasty.
Mm.
What she's drinking?
It's almost like clear. I'm going to guess rum.
Bourbon and Sprite.
Thank you.
Bourbon and Sprite. Nice.
That looks as good going down as it does coming up, I'm sure.
How
about
you, Tora? Astro.
Hey, Tora.
Sorry.
Hey.
From the rabbit hole, and then her hand came out and pulled me back in.
Yeah.
All right, Tora. Yeah, message me when you're going to go sing. Yeah. All right.
Oh, man.
So what do you guys say? Actually, let's take one more commercial break, and on the other side, we will take any more callers that arrive, and otherwise, we can start to wind things down. 914-338-1885. It's In the Room on the VOC Nation Radio Network, and we will be right
back. Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger, and you're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room
every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Cassie Fitz, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Taku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Can Wrestling.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Jerry, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest running wrestling podcast networks, having started way back in 2010. VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sammy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro. Talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Hey, this is Total Package, Lex Luger. You're listening to the VOC Nation. Don't miss out.
Check out In the Room.
Every Tuesday night at 9. Listen in.
Pro Wrestling Illustrated's Brady Hicks, former WCW star Stro Maestro, Kazzy Fist, Matt Grimm.
And you and Ray are there too, right, Ray?
We sure are, and we've got great guests like Lex Luger, AJ Styles, Haku, and more. It's a heck of a party. Plus,
I didn't get thrown off buildings.
And then
I didn't get pregnant either.
Sometimes I think it gets so ridiculous.
We were getting into, like, snuff film territory there.
In the Room.
9 p.m. Eastern on VOC Nation.
Wrestling with History, the voice of choice, and Killer Ken Resnick.
When I die, they're going to open me up and find about 2,000 undigested Northwest Airlines cheese omelets.
Mr. Chris Cruz, what's going on?
Jesus, how did I get roped into this?
General Adnan went to school with Saddam Hussein.
He cried, I cried, he cried, and who could have cried?
Adnan lost a lot of family in the Iraqi war.
Everybody loves Granny.
Wow. Yeah, see, a lot of people don't know that.
Yes, Joey, you guys are busting me up.
Catch Wrestling with History with Ken Resnick and I live on VOCNation.com Wednesday nights at 9:30 Eastern Time, or listen to the podcast by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app.
Stadium Journey, the worldwide leader in stadium reviews for the traveling sports fan, is proud to present the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation. Join us as we talk with prominent figures from around the sports world to discuss issues pertaining to sports travel and stadiums around the globe. New episodes air on VOC Nation Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Join Paul Baker, Dave Cartney, Mark Viquez, Dan Calachico, and guests from throughout the sports world on the Stadium Journey podcast on VOC Nation.
Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW star Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls, and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out, VOCNation.com, WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio.
All right, in the room, VOC Wrestling Nation, 914-338-1885. I got Brady, well, I'm Brady. I got Ray, I got Stro Maestro, and, you know, we're going to start to wind things down a little bit early because it looks like Derek McDonald's probably not going to make it on the air. Just a couple quick hits that I wanted to kind of go over some things we were talking about off air that I feel like definitely warrant some mentioning here tonight. One of the obvious ones is the round of releases this week, and obviously you don't want to see anyone get cut from WWE. It's a shame. I'm going to miss the Iconics. I expect they're going to probably show up in AEW or somewhere, I would think, or I would hope. But, you know, it's never the same when they do, and that's a shame. But two of them really kind of struck me as odd. One was Samoa Joe, who, Ray, I think it was you pointed out, he's the lead announcer on your number one show, and they just drop him like it's nothing. And he was actually a really good wrestler, you know, who wanted to come back. Mickie James is another one, like a veteran in that women's locker room and somebody who was primed for, you know, actually having maybe one more big run. Gone. Just gone.
They're so directionless, it's laughable. And I know we try to be a little bit more diplomatic on this show than maybe sometimes some companies deserve, but it's just, nothing makes any sense, and I don't like it, and I'm sad, and the giraffe is sad, and I'm tired.
So is the Yeti.
Giraffe is sad, the Yeti is sad.
Meditating Yeti, the Medi.
Stro needs an animal of some kind.
I've got too many.
He's got the
I've got too many, oh my God.
He's got the collar.
Oh, yeah.
Now, Stro, obviously, you don't want to see anybody lose their job. But, like, you know, we were talking a couple weeks ago about all the names that they could have released who do significantly less, once again, than almost everybody that they released. I had literally just said that the Iconics coming out at WrestleMania after Billy Kay got eliminated would have been one of the pops of the night. I still feel like it would have been. Where do things
they
go wrong?
On that.
Yeah, when talent like that goes away, you know something's not right.
It's crazy. Some of those cuts I would have never dreamed would have happened. But them, Samoa Joe, Mickey James.
It's a shame. It's just a shame. You know what it's not, Ray? It's not
iconic.
No, it's not.
another quick hit I wanted to mention, the ratings. Obviously, we were talking about that. I think like two out of the last 3 weeks I made the bold statement that AEW, without competition, maybe could start to rival Raw. I think they got a 1.1 this week or a 1.2 without NXT against them. Now, Raw, I looked at it. They're getting around a 2. And they've gone as low as a 1.6, 1.7, I believe. So it's feasible, but you're still talking about 500,000 people. So probably not this year, right? I concede defeat on that end. I thought there was really a chance.
I mean, I'm not saying that it's impossible. I'm pretty clearly on the record saying I don't think
that's impossible.
Not this year.
Yeah.
Do you feel English? That's impossible. it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next year. I don't know. The thing is, WWE goes out of its way to try to lose this ratings battle. The only thing they really have going for them at this point is that AEW just doesn't seem interested in capitalizing on anything. So,
no.
All right.
Gang Wars. You know, that actually reminds me. I saw an interview with, I don't remember who it was, but it was somebody with AEW, and they were talking about why there's so many gangs in AEW. And they said that it's just the easiest way to get everybody on TV, but the fans seem to love it. Well, do the fans love it, or do they just do it so the fans have to put up with it because it's the only alternative to WWE, really?
I think it's a little both.
Do they love it, really?
I think there is a lowest common denominator of fan that genuinely does love just the endless factions. I have no need for it. I don't want any of it. As far as I'm concerned, the last time any of that was even remotely interesting was the Heenan family.
Yeah. They were
I don't need anything, but I think there is a certain LCD of fan that likes that. I think it's not as many as they might like to project that it is.
Here's where it wouldn't have worked, though, and here's where AEW goes wrong. Imagine the Heenan family being pitted in a series of backstage brawls against Jimmy Hart's family.
Well, that wouldn't have worked at all.
Not in the slightest.
Oh, wow.
Now you throw in Slick and his three guys running around like Taz. It doesn't work. You can have factions, but the factions need to fight against, like, one or two good guys. The only reason that factions exist, Stroh, correct me if I'm wrong. In my opinion, the best ways that factions work are either a bad guy group where they're always strength in numbers or a really popular good guy group trying to take down another large group.
Pretty much.
And that's the only way it works, in my opinion. But in AEW, it's like if you don't got colors, you're in trouble. Like Christian said no to Taz, and I was like, oh, that ain't good, Christian. you're on an island under your own now.
This is true.
So anyway, that's my thoughts on that. But, I mean, listen, it's nice to have an alternative. And it was really great to see Mike Tyson, actually. I thought he brought a lot to the program last week in AEW. So I'm okay with that. I'm okay.
How about that punch on Cash Wheeler? Woof.
Oh, man. Insane. Insane. Yeah. So anyway, I think we're going to get out of here early this week. I mean, it's just the way things seem to be. I think we pretty much exhausted the topics and everything, and it's not looking like Derek's going to make it, but it was really great to talk with all you guys here tonight. Ray, did you have anything you wanted to plug on the way out?
No, I do not. Peace and love, and I will see you guys next week.
Yes, definitely. Thank you so much, Sarah. And Stroh. Stroh, my friend. It's going to be a nice, easy, early night tonight, which probably means I'll be up until 4 in the morning. But, Saracen, man, what do you got going on?
Well, just a reminder, this Thursday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on VOCNation.com will be WCW Retro Podcast, and we'll be just talking and discussing the Midnight Express and their career. So that should be really fun to dive into.
Very cool.
And then Friday night on my sci-fi horror show, The Stro Zone, at midnight Eastern Standard Time at facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. The feature will be Tormented from 60. So please tune in.
Very nice. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in to the In the Room this week, part of the VOC Wrestling Nation. Don't forget to go to VOCNation.com and check out all the great live and on-demand content that's available each and every day of the week, courtesy of VOCNation.com. We're talking about stars like Bill Apter, Ken Resnick, Shelly Martinez, of course, our very own Stro Maestro, Wes Brisco. Oh, Vince wouldn't like me. Wes Brisco. Manny Fernandez, lots of great stuff. Be sure to check it out on VOCNation.com. And thank you guys all for the support here tonight. thank you to all the callers. Thank you to the best crew I could ask for, Kathy, Stro, Derek, Ray, Matt, all you guys, just top-notch, incredible. And I love it each and every week. It's like my favorite night of the week as far as having fun, you know, just kicking back and chilling with you guys. So thank you for that. Be sure to check out VOC Nation on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Instagram. Don't forget to go to YouTube, search for us. Go to premium.vocnation.com and check out all the great kind of premium content that's available for subscriptions as low as $3 a month, which is a really great deal if you think about it, including advertisement-free full versions of, and I'm talking audio and video, of the most popular shows on VOC Nation. So be sure to check that out. And thank you, everybody, for the time. I will be out in Morganville, New Jersey, on May 1st, the ECWA Super 8 Tournament. If you can't be there live, be sure to check us out on IWTV. That's the 25th edition of the Super 8 Tournament. I'll be there calling the action with MLJ and Pele Primo from Ring of Honor. Be sure to check that out. And thank you guys so much for the time tonight. It's been an absolute pleasure. I love you all very much. Take care, be safe, and we'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.